This is Ken Miller, and I'll bet you've noticed how chloroplasts are packed, literally packed, with membranes. Find an electron micrograph of a chloroplast, there's several of these in the Dragonfly book, and you'll see that chloroplasts are indeed filled with membranes. Why should so many membranes be crammed into such a small space? There are two reasons. First, chlorophyll and the other pigments that absorb light are lipids. That means they fit easily into the lipid environment found inside biological membranes. Why so many membranes? Efficiency. Just like a solar energy collector, these membranes work best when they cover a large surface area, giving them a better chance to absorb as much sunlight as possible. One of the big ideas of biology is how organisms are so successful at gathering energy, and these big stacks of membranes are terrific at doing just that. Second reason is a little more subtle, but every bit as important, because it has to do with another big idea, how cells transform energy. The pathways that make the energy-carrying molecule ATP depend upon membranes to work. The energy of sunlight produces high-energy electrons that move along an electron transport chain. That chain is built inside the membrane. Why does that matter? Well, during photosynthesis, hydrogen ions are released on just one side, the inner side of the thylakoid or photosynthetic membrane. The membrane forms a barrier which allows those ions to accumulate inside that space. The high concentration of hydrogen ions produces a force that drives them back across the membrane, and that force provides the energy used to make ATP. If there wasn't a membrane there, there'd be no way to concentrate the ions and develop that force. And that's why the involvement of the membrane is a big deal. And as we will see in Chapter 9, membranes are needed inside the organelles called mitochondria for the very same reason. But that's a story for the next chapter. Thanks for listening.